organization. Welcome to Teller Estates. We are here in our largest development to date. When we are finished, this will be 75 single-family homes on a piece of property that was vacant for a long time. And so I know we have a couple of our Pinellas Park council members here, but this property, dating back to about 1925, was owned by a family that it was passed down generation to generation. And Ms. Phyllis Teller, who's a local Pinellas County resident, local to Pinellas Park, sold us this property. There were about 19 mobile homes on the property, and it was very important for her for this property to remain affordable. We bought the property from her for $2.1 million. She passed up a $4.5 million offer from Domain Homes because, again, she wanted this to remain affordable and wanted to leave a legacy for her family. And so over the last 2 years, we've been building out this home. We've completed about 40 of the houses. But one of the most important factors to us purchasing this property from Ms. Teller was that those 19 mobile home owners that were living on the property would not be asked to leave. Any other developer would have probably given them a 30-day vacate, and we've built around them. And so at times we've been a little noisy and maybe a little disruptive, but they've been great neighbors. And so the deal we have is as they move on, we've taken possession of those mobile homes and tore those down. And so we're down to about 13 of those now. The majority of the people that live in those mobile homes have been here for 40 or 50 years. So they are a pretty elderly population. And again, it was important for us not to displace anyone. That project was what the kind of the key to that project was Mr. Twitty here, who met with Ms. Teller, and we talked through how we were going to make all this work. So from a tax standpoint, but Mike, thank you for you and your team helping us. We're fortunate to have an amazing property appraiser. And so again, all these homes in here have been purchased by the homeowner. So one of the biggest misconceptions we run into at Habitat is that we build these homes and we just give them away. But every single person in here has purchased their home with a zero interest mortgage, guarantees the affordability of the home. They've put in 350 to 450 sweat equity hours working on their house and the house of others. And they've also completed over 25 home buyer education classes. And at Habitat, we feel like that is the key to success for our homeowners, that education piece that really sets them up for success.
Good morning. I am so excited to join you all this morning as we help uplift Habitat for Humanity and bring attention to the need for affordable housing. As a local elected official and proud Habitat board member, I want to welcome each one of you and give my sincerest gratitude for you joining us all today and making time out of your busy schedules. Affordable housing, and more specifically, affordable home ownership, is a nonpartisan issue. And this group gathered here today is a testament of such. Today, we'll help build three family homes, or maybe just one, and help them achieve the goal of affordable home ownership in this wonderful new neighborhood of Teller Estates. Yet, our actions cannot and should not end when we hang up our hard hats for the day. We have to continue to shed light on the need of affordable housing and uplift this great organization, Habitat for Humanity. So thank you for joining us today.
Sean really wanted us to just be able to have some conversation around affordable housing today. I think everyone knows the challenges we're facing right now. It continues to get even more challenging. The backdrop that we have here today really kind of shows what we've seen just in the last year and a half. We built the first house here in Teller Estates about 18 months ago. The house actually appraised for about $185,000. And the last couple homes we've built here are appraising at anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000.
Wow.
We know that the cost of home is increasing. That same home costs us about $125,000 to build, not including land and development costs, just the hard cost of building the house. And our houses now are about $165,000. So pretty significant increases all across the board here for us. And we know that Habitat does have a little bit of an advantage that most affordable housing developers, we do have the brand, we have the national partnerships, we have the buying power of being able to build 70 homes throughout our community. So although the pandemic took place last year, we did have a record year for Habitat. We built over 60 homes last year in our county. This year, we'll actually complete 70 homes in 2021. So again, it's no small feat, and that really does take an amazing community coming together to make that happen.
I'll turn it over.
Thank you for having me here today. Habitat has been a blessing to our family. When we had first heard about Habitat, that's when I heard affordable housing. I'm like, well, I don't think we want to do that. Like, we're going to try and buy something. But honestly, I was home taking care of my son. My husband was working, and all we could get was like $130,000. And you know, in this county, you cannot buy anything unless you're going to put another $100 into it. So, anyway, a friend of ours had mentioned Habitat, and we were renting a home in St. Pete on the north side, but it was built in 1940, and we were renting, and it was being taken care of, sort of. We had, like, animals die in the attic, animals die under the house. We were sharing laundry. We had a good landlord, but we were always, like, we're putting money into this, and we have nothing to take out of it. We're having trouble with mold, and so my husband and I just prayed, and we're like, well, you know, let's just try to work with Habitat. And so we put in our application, and we were approved, and it took about 6 months because it was over the Christmas break. And when we came to see the houses, we were just blown away to see, like, the development and what it meant. And we're the 15th house in here, so we're the green house on the corner, like, on the other side. It's been a huge blessing from getting the house, the amount of money we pay, our mortgage that we pay every month. We own the house, and like they said, it for 30 years, so we're not going anywhere.
I'm building with Habitat because I believe that homeownership and affordable homeownership not only changes lives, but it changes our community for the better.
Hi, I'm Mike Twitty, Pinellas County Property Appraiser. I'm building with Habitat because every family should have the right to homeownership. This is a way that people throughout our county, which is the densest in the entire state, have an opportunity to have affordable homeownership.
I'm Jeff Gow, Vice Mayor, City of Dunedin. I'm here today with Habitat for Humanity just because it's the right thing to do. It's what a wonderful opportunity. We all know how bad a housing problem we have, not just in Dunedin or the county, but throughout the region and the state. So the opportunity that we can put a dent in that and put some people in homes and try and just strengthen that community wealth that we're all looking for is just a wonderful opportunity. So thank you, Habitat, for being in our community.
I'm Woody Brown, I'm the mayor of Largo. I'm building with Habitat because Habitat provides
new homes to people that need new homes, and they do it in an affordable way, and it's home ownership. So I think it's great for our residents, and frankly, I just like to build stuff and like to get dirty.
I'm building with Habitat because I believe affordable housing is something that we need in this area, and Habitat for Humanity has done a great partnership with our city in Largo, and I look forward to the success we have and more homeowners coming into Largo and Pinellas County.
I'm building with Habitat because I believe in the mission, and having affordable housing is important to me.
Hi, I'm building with Habitat today because this is such a terrific program that empowers families and provides a safe home for them to raise their children in.
I'm building with Habitat because I want to build a better community for all of us.